Hello from Nihon. This is Ike and I'm with
Ako here.
So yeah, what's going on? We haven't been on for a long time.
That's right. We came back to the city.
We're back in the city from the countryside. We've been in the countryside since March 9th. And we came back here a couple days ago. Japan has lifted its lockdown. And we're going to test out the waters. It seems that we're in a second phase of infections.
Kind of. Nikita, Kyushu city, right?
Yeah, but if you compare it to the rest of the world, I mean, in first world countries, most first world countries are still in lockdown. Mm-hmm. And they're, you know, I got friends from all over asking me what's going on in Japan. And I got friends in the UK. Of course, I got lots of friends in the United States. It's where I'm from. And, you know, everyone's telling me different stories and stuff. Mm-hmm. But Ako found a pretty interesting survey that was taken by Tokyo University, right?
Yeah, that's right.
There is a correlation with... What's the connection again?
Daisotsu to kousotsu. They're university degree people and they're high school degree people.
There is a correlation and it's kind of a mean...
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know why they put this out. I guess to shame people, who knows why.
Yeah.
But they found a correlation. People who took the COVID-19 pandemic lightly, on average, have a lower education than people who take it seriously and follow all the precautions.
Yeah.
So this made the rounds in Japanese media. A lot of Japanese...
No, it wasn't really like a focused, but I just found it like a not accidentary, yeah. And it's like they're the people who had their like this is their like a 30s, 40s generation.
You mean year olds?
Year old generations, and they're people who have their university, high school degree. They really didn't change their behavior towards their like daily life, even though it's a COVID, their number of the COVID infected people are more and more.
Yeah.
They didn't really change. And in university degree people, they try to meet less people, they try to eat out less and something like that, be more careful.
Yeah, they should be a bit more careful because if we learn anything from the past, from the recent history, 1918, the Spanish flu, which also infected Japan in a major way, we should be cautious. We don't know. We didn't know.
Yeah.
In February and in March, we didn't know the severity of this pandemic. How bad would it be? And, you know, it came out of China, so there's not much we can really go because, you know, in Chinese culture, they have a... What's the word for face? Or mianzi?
Mianzi.
Chinese.
Yeah,
mianzi. Mianzi. Mm. So, I mean, mianzi means keeping your face, keeping your reputation. That's number one. So, when this disease got out of China, the Chinese first reaction wasn't, you know, take care of the citizens, you know, and warn the world. No, instead it was... You know, keep this quiet.
Yeah.
Keep our reputation solid.
Yeah.
Don't make us look like fuck ups, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. What do you think about that?
What do you mean? What do I think about it? It's terrible. What do you mean?
It's terrible. Well, yeah, they really care about mianzi and mianzi of their basically government, right? Their China government. That sucks. And yeah, sorry, I was reading their survey again, and it's like you made a good point. I thought like you know university degree people maybe they have more nanny jobs that enable them to help work in the house telework, right?
What do you mean? Okay, that's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
I made a critique about this. Correlative data that came out from this university, from Tokyo University. First off, people who have university degrees, on the whole, I imagine, and I'm pretty sure I'm right, they have jobs that probably you can do remotely.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of paper pushers with university degrees. On the other hand, people who only have a high school degree, they probably have more of a manual, person-to-person type of job, construction work, you know, things that come to mind, construction work, service industry.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to deal with people,
mm-hmm.
unlike, you know, four-year degree people who have a university degree, and they probably work in the office where they can't afford to work at home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the good things, a little side note, one of the good things about COVID, Japan, a lot of people think Japan is some technological marvel, and it is in a lot of respects, but it's slow to change in other regards.
Mm-hmm.
Like the idea that you have to come to work in this age of, in this information age, you have to come to work.
Yeah.
It's kind of silly,
yeah.
right? In some jobs, right? In a lot of jobs, right? So now because of the pandemic, big giant corporations like Hitachi are not changing. They're going to, actually, I'm sorry, they have changed and they're not going back. They're going to keep 70% of the people that don't have to be in the office. They're going to keep them at home. They're going to give them the right to work remotely, which I think is a great benefit.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's a win-win-win-win-win plus win for everybody involved. Mm. Okay. Sorry to get off a tangent. Let's go back to the story. So, yeah, I mean, if you're a blue-collar worker with a high school degree and you don't have the option to work from home because you're a maitre d' at a restaurant, then, you know, you probably will, as a human mind does, rationalize why you should go back to work. Oh, this COVID is not such a big deal.
Yeah.
Even though there's a piece of you that's saying, nah, it's not right. I mean, there's a chance I can get sick. There's a chance I can get my kids sick, my partner sick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand that. And what I thought, when I saw this survey, the very first thing that what I thought is like, if there any lower education people really don't care, less care about the COVID, maybe because, you know, they finish their education in a high school, which means like a 16 or 17. No, 17 or 18, right? And then directly go to work. Then maybe, for me, like university is like, I learned how to think about something, like a news or before university, that I just memorize the things.
Yes, you absorb and regurgitate.
Yeah, in Japan, it's not really, there are less chance to do presentation or like make an essay in high school. Just, you know, memorize, and then make do test, right? That's all. So I really didn't think about something carefully or deeply.
In high school,
like society, about society's social, thing or something.
So you're saying in university you got more of a chance to exercise your critical thinking.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I want to say. So I think going to university is a really good thing. And I don't say higher level of the university is always good or something like that. But still, you know, you can meet more maybe interesting topic to talk about and people around better university, like higher university, has more like motivated people around you. You know what I mean?
That's a very good point. University people are very motivated. But, excuse me. I remember one of my friends said, we had a mutual friend who she dropped out. And my friend stays, he said, well, Ike, higher education is not for everybody.
Mm.
And that got me thinking. I'm like, I don't say that you have to go to university, but the thing about university or higher education, it's customizable.
You customize it by yourself,
right?
That's cool.
Yeah. So the thing about there are some barriers like finances, being able to afford higher education, But, you know, all the way from grade school to high school,
mm.
you have not so many options.
Mm.
You got to study math, history,
yeah.
you know, everything, right?
Mm.
Sorry, I took a sip. It went down the wrong hole. Anyways, oh. university is customizable.
Yeah.
You can pick and choose what you want to learn.
Yeah, I was so excited about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, like, my major was... Maybe it sounds so weird to you, but like a Chinese language?
Yeah, I often say on this podcast that you're one of the few people, one of the few Japanese people that has interest in Chinese culture. As you know,
I wasn't.
Chinese language, but
yeah.
majority, you know, there is, as the people listening to this podcast might know, there's a lot of tension historically mm-hmm. and for good reason. Between Japan and China.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, I was not really interested in China country. I didn't know about China at all when I studied Chinese language. Just I really liked the sound of the Chinese language. And then, okay, I want to study Chinese. That's all. Then, in university, I learned history. I learned history before, but more deeply and
In university, more deeply.
Because, you know, before it just memorized, right? I just know the words and number, you know, their which year it happened or something like that. But I really didn't think why and what and then who or something like that more deeply. And I became, yeah, more interested. And that brought me the other words, you know.
Other world, yeah. It broadened your horizon.
Yeah, that's right. So it was really good for me. And also, I took... There's many lessons, you say?
Lessons, yeah.
Lessons, like, you know, you can choose. Like, as you say, customers, right? There's too many things I really wanted to learn. So I took much more credit supposed to get.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I really liked it. Yeah, so university is I like that.
I loved it. It was one of the few things in my life that was better than my expectations.
Yeah, but on the
for me.
Yeah, for you. But yeah, for you, for me as well. But I saw not few people who just, you know, ruin their really great chance to learn for their life.
But before we continue, we should talk about that, because going to university in the United States and going to university in Japan are two different stories.
Oh, that's right.
Now, your situation is different because you actually have to do work in university. But let me tell you guys, if you're listening, in Japan, it's all about getting in.
That's right.
After you get into the university of your choice, you gotta do like 30 minutes a week.
Yeah.
30 minutes
party,
a week.
Party.
I mean, like an hour a week, maybe.
Hmm.
It's just party, party, party. You just join a club and drink and have sex with people. That's like, for example, tennis club. Tennis club is in every university. There's clubs there, but tennis club is really not about tennis. It's about going out, doing karaoke, and
mm-hmm.
hooking up with
That's right.
your classmates.
They just cheat.
Cheap.
On their tests.
So in Japan, exactly. It's all about the test. Getting in, which is really difficult to do. That's the major hurdle, is getting in.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you're in, you know, a good friend of mine once said that Japan is the closest thing to a functioning communist state.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that, yeah, it's of course capitalist, you know, but it's capitalist state, you know, it's a free market, and you know, you got companies that that vie for the dollar, sorry, for the yen from their consumers and all that stuff. It's a capitalist country, but in the sense that everyone's herded into education,
mm-hmm.
everyone's herded into either university or blue collar,
yeah,
and then. Your life is pretty much mapped out.
Yeah.
Your life is pretty much in a trajectory. Your company, which this is changing, by the way. This is changing. I'm not saying this will be for time and forever in memoriam, but Yeah, once you enter university or once you become an apprentice for a carpentry job, mm-hmm. blue collar or university, whatever, you're gonna get a job and the company's gonna take care of you for life.
Mm-hmm.
The company takes care of you for life.
If you're 세샤인에.
Yeah. If you're full time, uh-huh. 세샤인. They take care of you for life. Take care of all the medical, not medical so much. Medical is taken care of by the state.
Pension.
But pension. And you can't. It's really hard to get fired.
Mm.
You have to murder someone in front of your boss to get fired. It's yeah. really hard to get fired. So and of course retirement pension, like Ako said, is taken care of, right?
That's
so
right.
You know, you're also pressured by societal norms to get married.
Yeah.
And to spit out some kids and repeat the process. Now you can be listening to us in the United States or in France or Britain and think, well, that's the case in my country too. Trust me, it's different in Japan. The pressure here,
yeah,
is so much greater.
Social pressure, that's right.
Yeah,
it's getting changed though, really.
It's changing, yeah. But. At a very, very, very slow rate.
Yeah. So, this COVID thing is changing the world. I mean, Japan.
That's right. COVID is changing Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you guys, we fumbled. Japan, as a country, fumbled and tripped over a good situation when it comes to COVID. Okay? Our senior citizen rate is high, like Italy's. Population is like Italy's. Our smoking population, people who smoke, like Italy's. So we were right there. We could have, you know, fallen on our faces with this COVID. We were caught with our pants down just like every other country. South Korea wasn't caught with their pants down. But Japan was not ready, okay? Our lockdown was a paper lockdown, not even real lockdown. We didn't test at all. I mean, we did test, of course, but mm-hmm. very difficult criteria to get tested. You'd have to be 2 days before you died. It's crazy. Okay, I'm exaggerating. You'd have to get what's that radiation scan they give you?
X-ray.
Yeah. What's the kind of X-ray? The special X-ray.
CT.
CT. Oh. CT scan, which is a heavy duty. Radiation, you know, a scan of your whole body. You have to call a hotline. It was just a big mess.
Yeah, it's changed though.
It's changed. The PCR is more widely available now. Anyways, the point of the matter is, in the beginning stages of this thing, Japan fumbled, tripped over, and luckily, we came out so far, right? We still got winter to deal with. We came out unscathed. And I guess I would attribute it to the adherence to people wearing masks. Now, you might not know this, Apple, but in the United States,
mm-hmm.
wearing a mask is an issue.
Oh, yeah, I heard of that.
It's a political... It's become a political stance.
Okay.
Like you would hear, at least on my Facebook with my American friends, and they're divided too. You get these Republican people who refuse to wear a mask, saying that it infringes on their civil liberties. And then you have more liberal folks saying, hey, you know, we should care about our community and mm-hmm. wear the masks. Okay.
Really?
Yeah. So in Japan, even though we talked about this whole podcast episode, was more about the survey that Ako read, conducted mm-hmm. by Tokyo University, about how people with lower education didn't take this disease seriously. The fact of the matter is, over 90% of the Japanese population wear masks.
Mm.
And that is one of the most important reasons why Japan hasn't had such a terrible outcome.
Yeah.
Like maybe. Italy has had. I'm guessing. But what else could it be?
Yeah. And WHO, they finally admit.
Yeah. You know what? Fuck WHO.
Yeah, they finally said they're wearing masks and working.
They're like a yo-yo up and down.
Yeah.
They belong to China. To me, I don't trust anything those people fucking say. I mean, this attitude I have for them came out of the COVID pandemic when they were saying that the mask didn't mean anything. I still wore my mask as a symbol for other Japanese people to know that I'm with them. But in my mind, I thought this is a bullshit thing to do. Now, in hindsight, after seeing what happened in Japan and what didn't happen in Japan and what happened in the other countries, I realized that the mask is a very important thing.
Mm.
Plus, there's the social distancing that is innate or baked into Japanese culture.
So when do you wear masks usually?
Where? In America?
Yeah.
Never.
Never? But you know, sometimes hay fever people
wear masks. We don't wear masks in America. Okay.
Really?
Now we do. Some of us do because of the COVID. But the evidence is undeniable that this helps prevent the spread of this virus. Why? Sure. The COVID is a extremely small virus which would easily pass through the fabric of a mask. But the COVID virus does not travel in a vacuum by itself. It travels in droplets, in our saliva. Okay, think of you crossing the English Channel from the UK to France, right? Sure, you can swim the English Channel, but you have better chances on a boat, on an airplane. Same thing with this virus. It has better chances of traveling in your saliva, in your droplets, when you speak, when you breathe out your droplets, right? And these droplets will smash into those masks that you wear, allowing you to keep your virus to yourself.
Interesting, because in Japan, the mask wearing mask is so normal.
It is normal, but it wasn't like everyone was doing it before.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, before.
I mean, I'm not talking about COVID. Like you said, Ako, wearing a mask is part of Japanese culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the wintertime, people get influenza. They don't want to wear makeup. There's just a thousand reasons why people wear a mask.
Yeah, yeah.
But now everyone wears it because everyone understands that it's a useful tool to prevent COVID.
Yeah. The right now, we came back to city and we went to a mall and everyone wearing masks, right? Only like we saw one person, two people. So like who's not wearing mask, but you know, most of 99% people are wearing masks.
Yes.
So it's cool. I'm kind of relieved about that.
Proud maybe a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, so glad to see that.
Japan is very much a shame culture.
Yeah, ashamed and nagai mono ni makarero. They're, you know, they do same thing as other people.
Yeah, what's the kotowaza, what's the proverb?
The
nail that sticks out gets hammered down.
So. Yeah, that's right. Now, right now, they're in their COVID situation, it worked in good way. Right? Usually it's not, they're nagai mono ni makarero is not a good, doesn't sound good, you know. You don't sound like you have no any will, you have no like a choice by yourself. But yeah, in this situation, yes, it's good.
In this situation, yes, it's working out for the better.
Yeah, it's working out. So there are shops that are opening fully, and today I was searching like a theme parks. The one in Nagasaki, it's a Holland theme park, Haus Tempest. And they, right now, they only open, available for their people within the same prefecture, Nagasaki.
Which is smart.
Yeah. And they're from 80s. Like in few weeks, they see what's happened and then they will open to other people from other prefectures. So getting more and more, right?
That's
so,
right. And before we continue, we gotta be very clear. There was never a real lockdown in Japan.
Yeah.
It was
no
up
punishment,
to you.
No punishment, no penalty.
Back before World War II, the state, the Japanese state, the emperor had that kind of power over the people. And after World War II, it was kind of baked into the constitution, the Japanese constitution, that the government cannot have that kind of control over people. Yeah,
we have a freedom
to do, right to say no. So in that sense, it's freer than the United States.
Mm.
Because the United States in California, for example, you know, you get penalized for, you know, walking around
That's
and stuff
right.
without a mask. You know,
in Europe too, right?
In Europe too. So, yeah, it's really interesting. Another really interesting thing about Japanese, this Japanese rule or governance is privacy.
Mm-hmm.
The privacy of the citizens is such an important thing in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
You can't give out people's information so easily. The government can if you're asking for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to do in this country, which I found really interesting.
There's another survey I was really interested in. And I forgot which country, but there are in the worldwide like a survey. Do you think it's your fault that if you got their COVID or not? Do you think it's your fault or
if
not?
If I got COVID, is it my fault?
それが、United States, England, and Japan or something. In Japan, maybe only in Japan, it was really high. Other country thinks it's not your fault if you got the COVID. しょうがない。Can't help. But in Japan, people think that's your fault.
So, yeah.
Don't you think it's interesting? I think I was wondering why. I was thinking why. Maybe because we didn't penalize. You know, in other countries, usually more countries have like penalize it, right? And so if penalize, people not going outside, they really cannot go outside. But in Japan, they can. But if you really want to, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the people think got the COVID because they go out even though you're not supposed to. Which is not, you know, it's not 100%, right? Maybe he or she, if we got the COVID, really care about the COVID. They didn't go out so much, but somehow they got it. But people regards they, oh, she or he went outside in the lockdown time. So they think it's your fault. What do you think about that?
Yeah. I mean, okay. Well, if you leave your home for anything, there's a chance you can get it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But at that same time, you have to leave your home to get food.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, or, you know, just your daily necessities.
Mm.
I don't think if I took all the proper precautions, then of course nothing is 100%.
Mm.
Nothing will keep me from getting it.
Mm.
So I don't think it would be my fault.
Mm. I think so too, but many Japanese people doesn't think so. I thought it's a really interesting survey.
A little cultural difference there.
Yeah, cultural difference. Yeah. Shogunai, they don't think so.
Shogunai means it can't be helped.
Can't be helped. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I thought so. On the internet recently.
Okay, well, that's it for today's episode. Anything else you want to add?
I didn't like this Fanta.
Okay, so Akko got Fanta. You know, the Fanta was created by Nazis?
Really? Is it German?
German Fanta.
Really?
I don't know if they're still owned by a German... I don't know if they're still a German company, but originated from Nazi Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyways, Fanta came out in Japan with a Colombian flavor.
Yeah, it's a
Lulo.
Yeah, they have like a worldwide flavors, interesting flavors.
We had a Romanian one.
That's right.
The
first one, the Socata. It's a popular flavor in Romania.
Okay.
Yeah, and the
I like
second,
that one. That
yeah,
good.
I like that one too. And it's the second one, the Colombian Lulo. But it tastes like honey to me.
Yeah, it tastes like honey, but in a bad way. I love honey.
Mm.
And I love, when I was a kid, I drank soda pop all the time.
Mm.
And actually, I've been to Colombia a number of times. I have family in Colombia, in Barranquilla and Bogota. And I never had lulo before.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is a new thing in Colombia. Last time I was there, I was a little kid. Well, yeah, I didn't like it. Uncle didn't like it. This is kind of my culture. I didn't like it. I mean, my background.
Yeah, let's see the next one.
Next one.
Yeah. Okay, so that's all for today. Anything to say?
No, listen, we have a lot of free time, but and we want to put out more episodes, but our son is, he's a baby, and babies are noisy.
That's right.
We got to be with him all the time.
Okay.
Especially in these times.
Yeah.
So forgive us for not putting out as regularly as we used to. But as soon as he gets a little bit older, he's going to chill out more, like our daughter does.
That's right.
Okay.
We're going to try harder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, for right now, we got to make allowances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Ciao.
Be good. Good night. Ja ne. Mata ne.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.